is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
What's up, Marcus?
Hey.
How can we help you, sir?
Well, I was hoping, you know, I hear you guys' segment on the, you know, the second date update thing, and I need help.
All right. How can we help you?
Well, I met this girl. Okay, this is going to sound weird. I work at a funeral home.
Okay.
And I met this girl, Talia, and she was there for the wake of her friend's grandfather.
Okay.
And
all right.
I don't normally pick up people at these things. It's not a thing I do. That's not how I work. But I saw her, and there was something about her that I just needed to talk to her. You know, she stepped away from the party for a little bit, and I just walked over to her and was like, "Hey, I can't stop looking at you. I don't normally do this sort of thing, but could I get your number?" And she was totally cool about it. And she was like, "Yeah."
Was she really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, hey, well, and then, you know, I gave her a call, we texted a few times, and then we set up a date, and I thought the date went really well. But, you know, towards the very end of the date, she got a little weird and was like, "Yeah, well, just take me home, good night."
Hmm.
And then she won't answer calls or texts. I have no idea what's going on, and I never thought I'd be in this situation where normally I'd be like, "Ah, the hell with her, move on, right? What the fuck?" But I can't get her out of my head.
Wow.
I mean, and you met her at a wake and actually went up and talked to her. It sounds like it's meant to be. You didn't hit her with the, "Do you come here often" line, do you?
Oh, my God.
Stop.
So what brings you to this fine establishment?
Awkward conversation.
Wow. Man, 10 points just for trying to get a date with a girl at a freaking wake.
It's the first time for everything, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Talia?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Talia, this is the Get Up Crew. We're calling from a radio station, Hot 96.9 in Boston. Can we ask you something?
Okay.
Okay, so here's the deal. We're calling you on behalf of a guy by the name of Marcus. He called us up. Okay, you know who I'm talking about already?
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. Why are you calling me?
Well, okay, we're calling you because you're not getting back to him, and he told us how you guys met and stuff, and I mean, look, that just sounds like a classic old person story that the grandkids will love. So, Marcus wants to take you out another date, and we will pay wherever. You name the place, you name the day, and we'll take care of it if you go out with Marcus.
Yeah, no. Absolutely not. I don't want that piece of shit in my life. Absolutely not. So
wow.
Was it because of how he asked you out and where and the circumstances?
No, you could meet people anywhere. That doesn't matter at all.
Okay.
He sounds like a sincere dude who really, really likes you.
Well, that's evidently because you don't know him.
What the hell did he do?
I know, right? What did he do?
I don't have proof or anything, but I mean, we went out on a date, fine, whatever, okay, but towards the end of the date, he, you know, texts the time, and his ass is wearing the watch of my friend's grandfather who they buried.
No,
so
wait a minute.
He's like stealing from the bodies. It's a distinctive watch. You know, like if we could have flipped it over, you would have seen the engraving.
If that's true, that is a boy.
I mean, that's
okay. Well, Talia, wow. You know what? Yeah, let's just get right to it. Marcus, I believe he's still on the phone. He was listening to this. Marcus.
Yeah.
Please tell me that you just happen to have a watch that looks like that old dude's watch.
Look, here's the deal. Like, I don't know how it works at other funeral homes or whatever, but, you know, the one I work at, we don't bury that stuff with the bodies, and I don't think you're allowed to.
What?
I think it's illegal.
What?
Not give it back to the family?
It's like ground pollution or something because of the mercury in the battery. If you can't put that stuff in the ground.
Oh,
you know.
Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous.
No, no. They take all that stuff off the body. You know.
You should all be shut down and thrown in jail. That is.
No, they send it off to like the We Buy Gold places. It should be.
No.
You know, wait.
Well, people like, are buried with watch. Personal stuff all the time.
Who does that, dude?
I don't think so. Not anymore. No. That's, ever since I worked there, they've pulled all that stuff off the bodies.
No, you're working for people who are stealing stuff, and you're doing it too, and you should have said
no. No, it's not stealing. And, they're dead.
And to wear it in front of me is even more stupid.
Marcus, hey. You should have just lied, man. You should have been like, no, what are you talking about? My watch just looks like his.
Right, like even if you
where did you get the rest of the rings and that you were wearing?
Oh, come on. They don't care. They're dead.
Yeah, but their families might. Did you ever think you have to send it to
their families aren't going
to
dig him up in 10 years and look in the casket and be like, I'm so glad he still got his watch on.
Okay.
Look, if they even cared about the watch, then they wouldn't have buried it with him in the first place.
I'm going to ask because I'm supposed to. Talia. If Marcus gave the watch back, would you go on another date with him?
Hell no.
Well, I'm not giving the watch back either, so hell no.
Jesus.
A second date update on the 10th. Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10. If you need a second date update, email us. Get up crew at hot969boston.com.